Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Woohoo! Yeah, that's the sound I made when I walked out the door. Hey, if anybody asks if it's hot enough for you, the polite answer is yes. Thank you for asking. Face melting heat. This is Dubai, Manila like heat. Close to 100 degrees across most of the metro right now. And it's not just the heat, it's the humidity, which is way up there. The dew points now are in the low to mid 70s. There's a lot of water in the air. You know that if you've been outside. And it makes it harder to cool off. Your body cools naturally. Evaporation of sweat off your skin has a cooling effect. But when there's this much water in the air, that breaks down that system, and it's very easy to overheat. The heat index right now in Cambridge, North Metro, 112 degrees. That's what it feels like. The dew point up in Cambridge is 75 with an air temperature of 99. Princeton, it feels like 108. Crystal Airport, just northwest of Minneapolis, heat index 108. Hutch, it feels like 106. Same story up in Little Falls. And again, 99 degrees in the Twin Cities. I think we will hit 100 in the next 2 hours for the first time since May 28th, 2018. So it's been a little over 4 years. And if anybody asks, and I kind of hope they don't, the Twin Cities have experienced 100-degree heat only 66 times in the history of the National Weather Service, which goes back to 1872. It's still a fairly rare occurrence. My question, and the question we're asking today, given a choice, and we have no choice, but given a choice in a make-believe world, do you prefer extreme heat, like we're having today, or extreme cold? Would you prefer 100 degrees, or would you rather have 20 below? Leave us a text, 651-461-9226. Jor is off today, doing better at the Mayo Clinic. We'll have an update at 4:08, and it's Juneteenth. We're going to be talking about that in the 4 o'clock hour. And producing today is Chris Tubbs. Tubbsy, welcome. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate that. I don't know. I don't know what it means when I start out with a little bit of a giggle, but no, I'm excited to be here.
It's all good. I'm the heat makes me drunk.
I think a lot of people out there that are partaking in the beverages with the extreme heat are going to enjoy it, but it's. It really is an interesting question. You know, do you like the heat? Do you like the cold? Because no matter what, we have people that will complain about it. It's too hot, or it's too cold. I mean, it's like the porridge. It can never be just right.
So the porridge. Thank you, Goldilocks. Yeah. And I asked this on Twitter, at P. Douglas Weather, not knowing, thinking it would be split down the middle. Mm-hmm. What do you prefer, extreme heat or extreme cold? And I have to say, I'm kind of surprised. What would you guess? Have you looked at the poll? What's your gut?
I have, and I actually voted, and I am in the minority, surprisingly. I would have said that it would have been, people would have enjoyed the heat. Too hot rather than too cold. And apparently, I mean, we right now, Paul, I'll be honest. We got a ton of text messages that are coming in fast and furious. So I'm getting those so you can read those a little bit later. But
okay.
I'm really surprised.
We'll read those at 3:30. We'll read your text. So, yeah, weigh in. Yeah. Look, like most semi-conscious individuals, I prefer 75, 80 degrees, mm-hmm. low humidity. Yeah, and we get those days, thank God. But we usually careen from one extreme to the next. I was surprised 58% of the 621 people who have voted, at least on Twitter, 58% prefer the cold. I'd rather shiver, thanks. 41% say bring on the hot fronts. So almost 6 out of 10 respondents in this highly unscientific poll. But I don't know. And the argument is, Chris, look, in the winter, you slap on more clothes.
Yes.
In the summer, there's only so much clothing you can remove without the police showing up, without your neighbors calling.
Mm-hmm. Without your neighbor. I will say my rationale for choosing the heat rather than the cold. When I was living in Houston, a friend of mine who's from Boston and now living in Vegas, it's like, you don't have to shovel heat. And I was like, think about it. I mean, there's some truth to that.
Yeah, I get it. And people bring up the snow and the black ice and the wind chill.
Yeah.
And I know I still maintain if you're dressed properly, most of the time, there are a couple of days where it is really dangerous. But most of the time you can get by and enjoy the winter in Minnesota. I don't mind flashes of heat. I don't have to work outside, so maybe that colors my opinion. If I was digging ditches, if I was a contractor, if I had to work outside, I think I might think differently about the heat, because it can be debilitating. If you're out there hour after hour, a couple of people have said they feel faint on days like today, and I don't think as much gets done on the really stinking hot days.
But I think you also know that you got to prepare for it, that you're going to have to take more breaks and you're going to have to hydrate a little bit more and maybe, dress a little bit differently. I mean, obviously I see a lot of people with, like darker clothing, and I mean the darker color is going to retain the heat, so you dress a little lighter. And I would think that those that work outside on a consistent basis would probably be a little more apt to be able to handle the weather more so than –
yeah.
The avid indoorsman like you and I?
Two words. Speedo weather.
Oof. Nope. Ew. For who? Well, yeah, for who, though? I mean, is it?
I think it's coming back. I think the Europeans are all over that. Mm. And I think that trend, as we continue to heat up, will make its way to the United States. And I'm not sure if it's a good thing or a bad thing. But I guess you have the freedom to wear a Speedo. Preferably in your heavily gated backyard where nobody can see you. When we come back, look, this is a serious threat for a lot of people. We're going to talk to a doctor at Allina Health. Who is most vulnerable to the extreme heat, and what can we be doing? What should we be doing? That's up next on CCO.
Oh, it's too hot, too hot, too hot, lady. Too hot. Gotta run for shelter, gotta run for shade.
Run for shade. Amen. Oh, I took the dog for a walk this morning. Did not want to walk on the street, the asphalt. So went up into the lawns of our neighbors, and it's just the way it is. I have the freedom to do anything once. But Leo was happier. Yeah, it gets hot. And yeah, watch your pets. When it gets this hot, it's a threat to everyone, including dogs and cats, horses. So extra water, maybe bring them indoors if you can during the heat of the day. Last summer, 26 days of 90s. I think today is day 5 or 6. I have to go back and double check that. So not as hot as last summer, which was the hottest on record here in the Twin Cities. And what I've noticed is that it's not like flipping on a switch. It's more like a dimmer switch with the effects of heat waves. And it isn't the daytime heat, it's the nighttime heat. if temperatures, you know, stay in the 70s, low 80s, people can't get relief at night. So it usually takes 2 or 3 days for the ill effects, the health effects of a heat wave to really kick in and become visible, with more people admitted to emergency rooms. But I want to get this from an expert. Dr. Joey Duren is at Allina Health United Hospital, emergency room physician, and Allina Health EMS medical director. Dr. Duren, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. How are you holding up? I'm hoping you're not seeing a lot of people coming in with heat-related ailments, at least not yet, right?
A little bit. Not too bad, but, you know, it's a worry, especially as we go on this week and the fact that, you know, we haven't had a lot of hot days yet. And it takes about 1 to 2 weeks for us to really acclimate to this weather. So this first week is really the danger time that we're going to be watching people.
Dr. Duren, who is most vulnerable to the ill effects of sustained heat?
Yeah, so definitely the very old and the very young, people who can't regulate their heat as well. People with any underlying illnesses, especially cardiac disease, people who are on high blood pressure medications or diuretics, they're at increased risk just because their body just has a harder time of regulating heat and their metabolism at baseline. So then you add on the stress of this heat and it really can take a toll, and they really can get overheated pretty quickly.
And the heat can, and you touched on this, doctor, but the heat can interact with prescription drugs, right? Depending on what people are taking, the heat can really amplify the effects and cause some very unpleasant side effects. Am I correct?
Yes, correct. So some medications, take blood pressure medications for one, they can limit how much your heart can speed up or accommodate just kind of the extra heat and trying to, you know, pump your blood through and trying to cool yourself off. It also can make them more susceptible to things like passing out, you know, getting lightheaded and dizzy, because when we get hot, all of our body kind of shunts our blood supply out to the periphery and wants to cool ourselves off, but then it can take the blood from our head. So, you know, standing up or, you know, quickly or doing anything where they exert themselves, they really are at risk for just even passing out. And that's even with a normal body temperature, but that's just the toll the heat can take.
Doctor, talk about the difference between heat exhaustion and heat stroke, which can be fatal, right? If it isn't caught in time and if you don't take immediate action. What's the difference?
Yeah, so heat exhaustion can be symptoms like starting to get kind of weak, dizzy, maybe a little bit confused, but no real actual neurologic deficits like seizures or unconscious, that type of thing. If it goes to that point, then we call it a heat stroke when they have real neurologic symptoms. And that mortality actually can reach up to 60% for people, especially if they're not brought in and cooled down in a rapid fashion.
So what can people do? I mean, I know it's common sense, but many of us have to be out and about, whether we're working outside, slowing down, trying to avoid the heat of the day. What do most people get wrong when it comes to acclimating to heat waves?
Yeah, I think fluids are a big one, obviously. You need to keep your fluids up just because we sweat out so much. The other thing is not taking frequent breaks, you know, to try to cool yourself off, getting shade, that type of thing. You know, we really worry about our young athletes, especially in these first couple weeks where it's starting to get really hot. And so, you know, they really need mandatory breaks if they're playing sporting games outside, you know, those cooling towels on the back of the neck, misters, because really evaporation is a great way to cool yourself off. So misting yourself, that type of thing, getting in the shade, but just really watching your symptoms. And when you're starting to feel, you know, maybe a little weak or dizzy, you really need to get out of the sun, get in the shade, preferably into maybe some air conditioning for a little bit. And those things can really help save you.
And I think I think coaches have become much more sensitive. I hope they have. In light of the death of Corey Stringer, I still remember what a blow that was. Workouts are tough enough when it's 75 degrees, low humidity, especially football. But even soccer, it's a long list of athletes who are at risk. So hopefully coaches take it seriously and ease up a little bit on days like today. Thankfully, the heat peaks today. It's going to be a little less humid, a little more comfortable as we head into midweek. So we're not talking a sustained day-after-day heat wave. Doctor, I have to ask before we let you go, the question today is, given the choice, and we have no choice, but let's imagine that we live in a world where we can choose our weather. Would you prefer extreme heat, or would you prefer 20 below?
I'm a true Minnesotan. I was born and raised here, and I have to go to my Scandinavian roots, and I would pick 20 below, hands down. I'm not a heat person, so if that makes me the stereotypical Minnesotan, so be it.
Well, yeah, and your answer is in line with a majority of the answers. Roughly 6 out of 10 respondents, over 600 people have voted, and they say, yeah, bring on the cold fronts, Paul. The heat is harder to take. But we sure appreciate your words of wisdom, and thank you for what you do. I have to ask, COVID cases still on the downswing at Alina?
Yeah. And, we're still seeing some, communities pop up, little spikes here and there. The good news is that the severity of the disease is definitely taking a downturn, which is great to see. Our healthcare workers, our frontline, workers, our, EMS staff, they really need a break after these last couple of years. It's been a tough one. So,
amen. Once in a century pandemic. Good grief. Well, we don't take for granted what you and your team have done at Alina and all the healthcare facilities across the state and the nation. So thank you for stepping up, and hopefully your jobs will become a little bit easier. I know it's a tough job on a good day, but with that pandemic, my goodness. Thank you. Dr. Joey Duren, Alina Health, appreciate everything you do.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, the new definition of a cool front, Tubbsy, is 80s. Kind of like that. Oh, my goodness. Your comments are fascinating. I wish I was a psychologist, but we'll dissect some of your comments. Do you prefer it hot? Do you like it hot? Or give me the Arctic fronts, Paul. We'll have your text when we come back on CCO. And you can call us always. 651-461-9226. Tubbsy would love to talk with you, and so would I. 651-461-9226. Hot or cold, what's your preference? We'll be right back. Sound like it hot, I guess. I read that somewhere on the internet. Power station, huh? Tubbsy? Well, that's kind of obscure. I haven't heard that in a while.
You haven't heard? Oh, it's an 80s favorite. Something like it hot, yeah.
Wait, was there music back in the 80s? Okay.
Apparently so.
Okay. I'll go with
it. According to my SiriusXM, there was.
What? Yeah. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Sirius? Never mind.
Never mind. So it turns out only 40% of you like it hot. 60%, almost 60% prefer cold weather. Right now in New Ulm, it's 99, the heat index 102. Dee Dee lives in New Ulm, and she joins us right now. Hey, Dee Dee, welcome.
Well, I hate to argue with you, but my car thermometer says 101.
Okay, wait, you're going to go with your car thermometer over the official reading at the airport in New Ulm? But they tend to read a little hotter. Mine reads a few
to the airport right now, so.
Okay. But yeah, it's stinking hot. So, do you prefer the heat or the cold? And why?
Well, I'm going to have to go with the heat. I was married on June 8th, 1985. and it was 102 degrees when I got married. So, you know, it's lasted this long, so I'll go with that.
you credit the heat wave with your long-lasting marriage. Well, congratulations by my math. What is that, 37 years you've been married?
I guess so.
Yeah,
and it was kind of an odd summer because it was 100 and some degrees when we got married that June 8th. And the rest of the summer, it didn't get above 90.
Well, Mother Nature saved her best for you and your big day. Dee Dee, thank you. Thanks
I
for listening.
So.
And
all
hang
right,
in there. Keep
so.
Your cool. All right. Thank you.
All right.
Dorothy in Minneapolis, do you like it hot or cold? Are you just fine with this little mini heat wave?
Well, I want to share something that's interesting as far as the people in the United States and the hot and the cold. My niece was on a swim team at Pepperdine University in Malibu, California, and the college is right on the beach. So my family went out last year for a swim meet, and it was a little bit cool in California. It was 60 degrees, but we thought it was beautiful. So we said, let's just go for a walk on the beach before we go to the swim meet. We were the only ones on the beach. And then we're walking along, and then we see one other group. So we go and ask them where they're from. Canada. So it was too cold for the Californians, but it was okay for Minnesota and Canada. I just thought that was kind of interesting.
That is funny. Yeah, I think your blood thins out a little bit when you move to Arizona or California. Everything is relative. I feel the same way. We hang out in the panhandle of Florida for a few weeks every February, and it's in the 60s, and we're on the beach, and people look at us like we're from Mars, but that's okay. That's quite okay. Dorothy, thank you. Thanks for calling in. You have a good one. Stay safe out there.
Thank you.
Thank you. Here's a good text. Paul, ask the question when it's 25 below. They'll want heat.
I mean,
ask the question when it's 105. The grass is always greener on the other side. We always want what we don't have. I think that listener has a point. You were just in L.A. and it was kind of cool. It was comfortable, right?
It was weird because when we were out there for a little under a week, and every day was sunshine and, you know, 75, maybe we got into the lower 80s, and people are like, oh, you're from Minnesota. It's, you know, it must be really cold there. I'm like, no, you would not believe, but it's actually 10 degrees warmer in Minneapolis than it is here. And they just had this horrified look like, I thought it snowed 12 months out of the year. I mean, they did not think that you could have summertime up there. But, yeah, it was.
That's good. Let them think that.
Yeah, it stay away from here. But, no, it was very comfortable in Los Angeles. I mean, no humidity and but, yeah, it's
okay.
Yeah, it's amazing that it was hotter here than it was in L.A. This week's a different story based on their forecast.
Yeah, and over time, L.A. is certainly going to be a lot hotter than here over time. You know, we're wired to react to today's weather. We're not wired to react to the trends and climate changes over time. One of our listeners says, I'll take 100-degree heat any day over winter. One can always cool off in air conditioning, a cool shower, jumping into a pool in the winter. It's stupid that we need to put on 3 layers just to go to the mailbox. Winter is just too damn cold, according to Paul up in Coon Rapids. You know, if I could be on a lake, access to cool water, I would prefer the heat. But it doesn't always work that way. So I'm kind of right down the middle on this one. I guess if push came to shove, I'd prefer the cold because I can always bundle up. And I just like to annoy my friends in wimpy southern climates. Just say, it's 10 below, 20 below. We did X, Y, and Z, and, you know, it's no big deal.
I just get used to it. I feel like it's all of the traveling and all of the, like, the road conditions, things like that. I think that's one of the reasons why the heat, and I know on those rare occasions we have where the highways are buckling, but it always seems like with the heat come less traffic issues. Is that fair to say, or could that possibly be clouding? Could that be clouding my judgment?
No, I think so. I mean, certainly the winter with the ice and the black ice, and I think that's what people are more concerned about
than the cold.
I mean, the cold is an annoyance, but most of us have the clothes and the know-how to be able to combat wind chill and frostbite. I think it's the ice and the uncertainty, and that kind of clouds maybe our opinion of winter. If we didn't have to commute, you know, would we still feel the same way about winter? I don't pretend to know. Somebody says no thongs or bikinis in February.
I don't know if that's good or bad. I'm not sure. Depends on who's asking, I guess.
Thong wear. Yeah, that Borat. I mean, Borat was kind of dressed for the heat, wasn't he?
Sacha Baron. Oh, yeah. I mean, it was always thong weather. So you wanted to play, can I play the thong song by Cisco? Would that be, could I play that coming back? Would that
you
be?
Can do anything once, Tubbsy.
All right.
You can do anything once.
Well, one of the bosses is out of town, and hopefully the other one is in a meeting. So we'll. I will play the thong song for you.
I will defend you.
Yes.
But
I can't claim ignorance because I'm putting my plan out there.
Another listener says, Paul, I think the temperature polling would be different if you ask people when it's 30 below. And again, I think you have a very good point.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back, a few more of your texts as we enjoy what could be the hottest day of the summer. I don't pretend to know if it's going to get hotter than 100 here. But this hasn't happened in 4 years, and yeah, it's stinking hot out there. More of your reaction next on CCO.
This thing right here is letting all the ladies know what guys talk about. You know, the finer things in life. Check it out. Ooh, that dress so scandalous.
So, wait, this is a song about thongs?
Yes. By Cisco.
This is Cisco.
Yeah, I believe he lives in Maple Grove, actually, too. Or he did at one point.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I love this country that you can actually create a song about thongs.
Well, that's why it's called the thong song.
The thong song.
It's called the thong song.
I did not know. You are the master of obscure. Well, maybe this isn't so obscure. Was this a hit?
Oh, this is a huge hit for him.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Where have I been?
Yeah, oh, the thong song was huge for Cisco.
Yeah?
Oh, it's a great club song. I mean, when I was single. I couldn't.
Is there a music video? Is there a video that goes with it? I don't want to see
there,
it.
There is. Oh, it's just, it's scandalous.
Oh, God. So, the Twitter poll, 780 of you. Apparently have nothing to do better to do than go on Twitter, but thank you for going on Twitter and answering the poll.
Well, I can't put the poll out there and then criticize people for answering.
No, I'm not.
You want the engagement, Paul. That's kind of the whole point.
Maybe they're off today for Juneteenth. I don't know. 56% of you said you'd rather be shivering. Bring me the cold fronts. Only 44% said bring on the hot fronts. I'm a little surprised by that. Dan Cook. You know Dan Cook.
Heard
on
the name.
With Chad.
Vaguely familiar.
I'm sure I'll end up in the minority, but you can dress against the cold. Nothing you can do but stay in the AC in the heat. Jennifer agrees. I'll take extreme cold. Both uncomfortable. Most cold issues can be solved by putting on more clothes, hats, or scarves. I can't function outside on days like today. I feel faint if I'm out too long. If I'm dressed right, I can still go for a walk in the cold if I'm dressed right.
But then you get all sweaty from putting all those clothes on, though. I mean, if I put on like 6 or 7 layers, I feel like I'm just sweating like crazy, like profusely.
Tom Dixon said, I prefer both, Paul. This is an and situation. I could like summer and winter. As a matter of fact, I live here because of the four seasons. Embrace them all. Amen. Snazzy says, heat. Give me the heat. Nothing is worse than driving in snow or ice. It's miserable. I could go on. I won't. Not a winter climate person. I find it isolating. That's interesting. Winter more isolating than summer. I hadn't thought of it that way, but Snazzy has a point. So we'll be talking about Juneteenth in the 4 o'clock hour, and also an update on Giordana. Some very good news when we come back on CCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.